We maintain 56 historic sites across the state, but many of those are statues and memorials and things that we maintain, but you don't take tours, and we don't have staff there. The staffed sites along the lines of an old state capitol or Cahokia Mounds, there are 26 of those, and those are the ones whose hours are often being affected by these cutbacks.
You're not going to put a drape over a statue and say, hey, no, tourists, you can't have a look. It's nothing like that. No. Of those 26 staffed sites, how many will see reduction in hours?
12 are seeing reduced hours because of the budget situation.
How was it determined which sites would be closed more often to the public and which would remain at their current levels?
Well, it depends on the staffing circumstances at each particular site, is basically what it came down to. A number of sites have vacancies that, because of this budget, we cannot fill, and therefore it makes sense to reduce their hours so that the remaining person or persons who's there to oversee tours and maintenance and so forth has some off time. Otherwise, we'd rack up big overtime bills. In other cases, we have one person, and that's the extent of our staff at that site, and we're losing our summer temporary employees, so it makes sense for that site to go on a reduced schedule. So basically, we tried to go through the list of sites and figure out where we could actually save a little bit of money and where we could adapt to the circumstances of having vacant positions by reducing hours.
So more to do with staffing than the popularity of any of these places.
Oh, yes. Popularity really did not enter into it, except that, we are making these reduced hours effective after the height of the summer travel season. We wanted to avoid interfering with family travel plans as much as possible. And then a couple of sites have some fall festivals coming up, and so we've postponed their reduced hours until after those festivals are done and over with. But by and large, what we looked at was staffing and scheduling and trying to figure out how to keep these places operating without without filling vacant positions.
Why is this happening? This is because of budget cuts. How deep were those cuts to the Historic Preservation Agency, especially given that the budget has been largely coined one that was flat, that legislatures didn't make deep cuts?
Right. We were one of the few agencies that actually saw its budget reduced, not just held flat, but cut significantly. IHPA's budget was cut by about 20%. That simply does not give us enough money to operate for a full year. So what we're doing is we're keeping our sites open. We're not closing any place yet because we hope that the General Assembly, come January, will cooperate with us and work with us and try to find a way to restore that money so we don't have to close any place. And in the meantime, we're tightening our belt. We're making whatever reductions we can to save money to keep the lights on. But the cuts we're making now don't alleviate the problem. It simply allows us to keep the doors open until January and February when we can deal with the legislature and hopefully fix this problem.
The Historic Preservation Agency didn't want this or request this. You have agency heads that come before the legislature during the budgeting process before the General Assembly actually passes a spending plan. The governor does not have the ability to, on his own, restore funding. So this was a budget passed by the General Assembly. What had the Historic Preservation Agency requested from the legislature, and any clue as to why the agency was singled out?
The governor had requested a small increase for the agency so that we could keep up with the rising cost of employees. You know, there are certain expenses that go up every year. He wanted us to have enough money to at least meet those basic increases. The General Assembly then was on a path to hold us flat, which leaves us, you know, it forces us to make some cuts to deal with that, but it at least isn't too damaging. But then sort of at the last minute, the House and Senate decided to cut our budget by 20%, so that we actually have now the same amount we did when the agency opened in 1986. Our GRF spending in 2015 will be the same as it was in 1986, even though we have 25 additional sites.
In short, these cuts coming upon years of cuts prior during the recession and when Illinois still struggling financially, but really had some major issues with its budgeting.
Yeah, the agency's budget has been cut 40% over the past 5 years. Our staffing levels have been cut in half. So it's not like, you know, we've been spared cuts until now, and finally we're having to do what every other state agency is doing. In fact, we have already faced significant cuts, and what's on the table now, eventually, unless it's changed, will force us to start closing some sites. And as I said, we're just trying to tighten our belt and keep the lights on until the legislature can come back to Springfield and, with any luck, you know, rethink some of their decisions on this.
Have there ever been closures of historic sites before?
Yes. Governor Blagojevich closed a number of sites entirely when he was having budget difficulties with the General Assembly. Governor Quinn, when he took office, one of the first things he did was to reopen the sites. He's always made it very clear that history is important and that he values historic sites, and we appreciate that. And you know, we just hope that the General Assembly will work with him in January and February to try to reverse this.
Well, and because these sites are important for the value of history, but I presume in many cases it's also a tourist attraction, economic engine.
Oh, absolutely. Our sites took in more than 1.9 million visitors in 2013. That's the most recent year we have complete figures for. And that translates into about $158 million in extra money pumped into the Illinois economy. Our budget's being cut by a million here, a million there, and that's going to have a much bigger impact in taking money out of the economy.